We're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Major moves, New York, over the weekend, specifically as members of the Working Families Party gathered. Labor broke off, presumably to form its own line on the ballot, and the governor, perhaps thinking he might get the endorsement, did not get the endorsement, of course, and pulled out of that Friday. And, of course, the party, the Working Families Party, that is, endorsed Cynthia Nixon.
The governor, basically, after it was clear he wasn't going to get the Working Families Party nomination, said, I'm withdrawing my request for the nomination. The unions left the party, depending on who you talk to, at the urging at the governor, and there's possibility they may form their own party. It's a big deal for Cynthia Nixon. She gets a ballot line. She's guaranteed to be on the November ballot unless she decides if she loses the Democratic primary she doesn't want to remain. We will see what happens.
Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders and his role potentially are not in this campaign.
There are a lot of progressive leaders coming out of the weekend that were hoping that if the race tightens between Cuomo and Nixon, right now he's got a huge lead, Cuomo does. If it tightens, they were hoping that maybe Bernie Sanders would take a look at it and get involved and endorse Nixon. I spoke to a top Bernie Sanders official who said that's very highly unlikely, that he's looking at races across the country to replace Republicans in the Senate, the House, and even down ballot races, but wasn't necessarily focused on intra-party squabbles with the Democrats.
The state Senate and trying to get it flipped in favor of the Democrats. We have a holdout at Simca Felder. We see now that the state assembly speaker, Carl Hastie, a Democrat from the Bronx, wants to get involved in this effort. And of course, the governor working to pressure Simca Felder.
Carl Hastie is going to be using some of his campaign cash. He created a political action committee to help Democratic candidates. He says that there's a number of issues dealing with abortion or bail reform, criminal justice reform, voting reform that has been blocked by the Senate Republicans, and he'd like to see a Democratic Senate. It's noteworthy because Hastie very rarely gets involved in Senate politics, and the governor, too, is under pressure from the left to deliver a Democratic Senate, and he is going to put out, if they win a special election in Westchester on April 24th, a whole agenda that he'd like to see passed, and he says that's going to put the pressure on the lone Democratic holdout now, Simca Felder, a Brooklyn Democrat who caucuses with the Republicans. He's hoping that by putting it out and pressuring him to be the 32nd vote, cause him to come back into the Democratic fold.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more on these or other stories, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.